Ever tossed something into your recycling bin and just hoped it would get recycled? That's wish cycling. And most of the time, those items don't actually get recycled. Ridwell makes it simple to get it right. Ridwell helps you recycle the things your curbside bin doesn't take, like plastic bags, snack wrappers, pill bottles, and bottle caps. Getting started is easy. Just order a starter kit, fill the bags, send them back for free, and Ridwell takes care of the rest. Start today at ridwell.com.
It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over a million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Take advantage of our Mother's Day sale, which starts now. It's our best deal of the year. Save up to 60% off. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake, and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 60% off. legacybox.com/keepsake.
Shepard, promise me you'll tell them to subscribe for ad-free content.
What the flip is going on, y'all? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Shepard.
All right, my fault. Basically, Pink Panthers is very elated at the recent success of the song Statewide, which we're going to dive into in a second. Let's get back to her statement. Stateside is number one on the U.S. Spotify chart. Just got back from the most amazing time at Laneway Festival. What the hell, what was she doing in?
Shepherd.
Never mind. In my first show ever in Japan. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why I had to read that off is because, of course, when it comes to the Pink Panthers, we have dove into her once before on this podcast as far as musically. 2023, she put out Mosquito. And then October 12th, she put out, we covered it, October 12th, 2023, as far as her track, Heaven Knows. So, of course, we dove into Pink Panthers once before. But now in the year of 2026, we're covering a song that came out in 2025?
You guys.
So, you're probably wondering, how in the world is a track from 2025 currently notoriously affecting the masses to the point where it's the 41st most played track in the world? And of course, as far as future chart predictions slated for March 7th, it's slated to be the 22nd most played track in the world. Well, it got to this place from a particular skater. Specifically, Alyssa Liu. Hopefully, I'm saying her name right. If I'm not, I immensely, I apologize. Basically, I'm not doing it on purpose. So, Alyssa Liu, hopefully, I'm saying it right, earned a 2026 Olympic golds and women's single. Shout out to her for representing USA. But that's not it, ladies and gentlemen. As the team events, of course, had her doing a lot of different type of theatrics, especially during her joyful performance, and then guess what she was skating to. Basically, her routine was to Stateside Remix, specifically from Pink Panthers and Zara Lawson. So, as far as this specific USA Olympic gold medalist, objectively speaking, she went out there and did her thing, especially being the first American woman ever to win women's figure skating gold since 2002. So that type of press given to Pink Panthers and Zara Larson has not been misconstrued by Pink Panthers herself, as she's supremely grateful and basically she is looking at a surge and numbers like none other. As you see the streams go up by, I think it was 80 something percent as far as after her skating to it, as let me see if I can find it. Yeah, so the U.S. on-demand stream surged, and get this, 88% all because of Alyssa winning the Olympic gold medal, which, of course, once again, is the first gold medal for America's women skating team since 2002. So it's a big deal, which is why the song is getting so much attention. So if you're wondering why a song from 2025 is surging on the charts in the year of 2026, which we've seen that before, but usually it's TikTok. But for this specific rise to fame, we have Alyssa to thank for it, because of course when it comes to this the surge in streams, it was 88% increased to approximately 1.8 million streams, but that was just February 23rd, 2026. Obviously, you know, over here, you know, Notorious Mass Effect, we take our job serious. So as far as future chart analytics slated for March 7th, it's slated to go all the way up to the 22nd most played track in the world, which is a huge deal. So now when you look at the Pink Panthers, seemingly she knows a thing or two about surges in streams due to other factors, because she was a TikTok star back in 2021 and basically had a lot of self-produced tracks like Pain, Break It Off, and it started to surge in popularity on the TikTok app, which I always say, as a musician, the most authentic tool you can use to get your music out there to the masses is, of course, TikTok. And it seems like Pink Panthers definitely took full advantage of that, as her hits like Boy Is a Liar debuted with her debut album To Hell With It in 2021. Heaven Knows in 2023. I believe I did cover her and Ice Spice, or maybe that was somebody else. I believe her and Ice Spice had a track, because I do remember that. Let me see. You know, I remember every Ice Spice video.
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. Let's get back into it. So Ice Spice, she has something with Pink Panthers. I don't know why it's not showing up here. Let me see. Ice Spice, Pink Panthers. I think they had a track together. Yeah, it's a Boy's a Liar Part 2. I thought I covered that. I guess not. But anyways, so Ice Spice and Pink Panthers had that back in 2023. So she's already been known in the scene, right? A lot of people know her. You know, especially when it comes to, you know, music videos with women, a lot of people are attracted to a lot of the attractable women. Let's just put it like that. So Pink Panthers has no she is not unfamiliar with stardom. And once again, she is back with this particular track. And I wonder how long it's going to stay on the charts. But of course, with this specific stateside video, I don't know if they'll put out another music video just having Alyssa, because I think that would be a lot, but maybe having her in a promotional marketing campaign with Panthers and Alyssa will be great, especially to capitalize off of Alyssa already liking the track enough to skate to it during the Olympics. So anyways, getting into Zara Larsson, she basically rose to fame at age 10, winning the Swedish talent show all the way back in 2008. What in the world? And then she signed with 10 Music Group and released her debut EP, Introducing, back in 2013, and it ended up gaining traction with her tracks like Lush Life, Never Forget You, which ended up hitting top 20 on US Hot 100, and then, of course, her other track, Symphony, also is one of the integral factors as far as her rise to fame. So these particular artists, as far as Pink Panthers and Zara Larsson coming together specifically for this track, because there was a lot of other ones out there. Pink Panthers, it was an original version of Stateside, only having Pink Panthers. And then there was the Kylie Minogue version. And then there was the Blade version. No, not Marvel's Blade. There was an actual Swedish rapper named Blade with two E's. And basically, those two had versions of Stateside. But of course, the Zara Larsson version ended up blowing up in popularity. And that's the version of Stateside we know to this day, as far as in popularity. So some of the other things as far as for the Pink Panthers fans out there, I actually don't know what she's up to in 2026. I do believe she made history for something. Oh, yeah, she made. OK, so Pink Panthers made history in 2026 as the first woman and youngest to win Brit Producer of the Year. So this is not just some random artist we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, just because an Olympic gold skater skated to the song. Pink Panthers is no, she's basically very familiar with success, and then she's showing it once again. So I think it's basically, I don't think she's coming out with an album anytime soon. She may be coming out with an album, but probably not, because she hasn't released anything in the year of 2026. And looking at the charts, seeing how Stateside is doing phenomenal at notoriously affecting the masses, it seems as if she doesn't have to put out music anytime soon. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Pink Panthers and Zara Larsson and their version of Stateside? And ultimately, if you watched the Olympics, what was your favorite moment from Olympics 2026?
It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over a million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Take advantage of our Mother's Day sale, which starts now. It's our best deal of the year. Save up to 60% off. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake, and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 60% off. legacybox.com/keepsake.
It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over a million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Take advantage of our Mother's Day sale, which starts now. It's our best deal of the year. Save up to 60% off. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake, and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 60% off. legacybox.com/keepsake.